I talked with the Lord many nights by my bedside. Ask His forgiveness, as I knelt to pray. And if I could repay, I'd be only too willing. For He died on the cross just to save me from sin. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above, to the far distant shore. Many friends have gone from me. They're singing the victory of God's love I know. Through the valley of death, I'll be led by Jesus. He will carry me through, though I'm weak and low. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory. And He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. When that great day comes and I see heaven's glory, I know that my soul will be free from all care. He'll open the gates and bid me to enter. When the roll's called up yonder, I know I'll be there. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. When that great day comes and I see heaven's glory, I know that my soul will be free from all care. They'll open the gates and bid me to enter. When the rolls call up yonder, I know I'll be there. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory. And He holds me steadfast in His way and His love. He's guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. Perilous times will surely come, that great apostle Paul declared. Men loving pleasure more than God, apostasy is everywhere. And if you look around, you'll see God-fearing men are hard to find. And though it breaks the heart in me, I know by the signs it's almost time. It's almost time to say goodbye to a world that's vexed this heart of mine. Trials face on every hand, brought on by the curse of sin. I feel it won't be very long till Jesus comes to claim His own. We must keep this thought in mind, by His word it's almost time. Now there are those who have no hope. Our Savior died that He arose. As living proof appeared to man, walk with His chosen once again. He led him out to Bethany, and on the cloud He went away. And as the gates up in the sky. The angel said he's coming back. It's almost time to say goodbye to a world that's vexed this heart of mine. Trials faced on every hand, brought on by the curse of sin. I feel it won't be very long till Jesus comes to claim his own. We must keep this thought in mind. By his word, it's almost time. Apostasy is everywhere. What does it mean, apostasy? What does the word really mean? Apostasy.
I'd say it means to stray away from the truth.
Yeah, when we say it's tables of vomit, we say it's not fit for a dog to eat. That's apostasy, just a nice way of saying that. Mm-hmm. You know, that's like you're saying, straying away from the truth. To stray away from the truth, it don't tell you the whole truth. It's really just a waste of time. They don't tell you the whole truth. So that's mm-hmm. apostasy.
Mm-hmm.
The world is full of it. These preachers are full of it. When we tell people that, oh man, these guys are crazy. What are they saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these preachers in the pulpit, they're apostasy. Well, it's what they don't say that makes it so deadly. See, we tell you the whole truth. They tell you that baptism is not of God. We tell you that communal living is not of God. We tell you these things, and they're pretty hard to digest
mm-hmm.
because it's completely off the mainstream.
We tell you that Easter thing is not real.
Easter is not in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
It's a season.
The early church never had Easter. It followed the pattern that Jesus left. Remember this. The Passover.
He didn't leave us Easter. He left us Passover.
Mm-hmm.
The God of this evil age has blinded the mind today. Of people who walk their own way according to God's own word, denying the things he's done, ascending his only son, accepting the creed of man, rejecting the word of God. This is the evening time, it's later than you think, the bride is preparing now for her Lord to meet. All things are ready now to come by now here. He that hath an ear to hear, the evening time is here. The darkness throughout the land, the world just can't understand. A prophet has walked this land, proclaiming the way to God. If you would be saved today, and follow the words he gave, accepting the word of God, for this is the evening time. This is the evening time, it's later than you think. The bride is preparing now for her Lord to meet. All things are ready now to come by not here. He that hath an ear to hear, the evening time is here. The darkness throughout the land, this world just can't understand. A prophet has walked this land, proclaiming the way to God. If you would be saved today, then follow the words he gave, accepting the word of God. For this is the evening time. This is the evening time. It's later than you think. The bride is preparing now for her Lord to meet. All things are ready now to come by now. He that that happen early, the evening time is here. Yeah, if you want to keep yourself from walking into apostasy, it's right here. A prophet has walked his way. If you believe that and hold on to that, you're not going to fall into apostasy, because that's the key.
That's right.
For Laodicea, that prophet has walked his land. Nobody we talked about there, they won't even mention it. I go on YouTube, and I'll listen to all these preachers on TV and everywhere. Not one word about a prophet has walked his land. And that causes them to walk into this apostasy.
That's right.
Yeah. I was going to get Hutterite thing for 4 years of my life. Not one word did I ever hear anybody promote that prophet has walked this land. That we're living in the church here to Laodicea, and all these things that are precious to you and I, that we hold on, and that keeps us from doing that. That prevents us from going into apostasy. We're telling people the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
And we're not responsible for what people do with that message that God had on earth. We're not responsible what the Brenhamites have done with the message of Brother Brenham. Because yesterday I came across some write-up about Brother Brenham, and it was in a positive light, but when people commented on it, some people were saying very derogatory things. And, it's what people make of it.
Well, see, we're beginning to mature now, but we don't really care what people say or think. We have a job to do, and then if we don't do it, it's not going to get done. And we have a responsibility to tell people the truth. And that's what we're doing. We finally come free from carrying people's burdens, you know? Just we put it out there. That's the only job description we have. Take it or leave it. If you take it, fine. If not, well, we're not responsible for people's decisions. You're given the freedom of choice, and that's our job here. We're just putting out the truth, and we're just telling it the way it is. Whether you like it, fine. If not, well, that don't change our job description. We have a job to do, and we're doing the level best we do because it's our makeup. With this Easter now, and this week, they're going to have they'll all take Passover, all these religionists, but it's not the real Passover, and we're putting it out there that the Passover is on this year. It's on May 1. That's when the Passover. That's when you and I will have Passover. To us, it's very important that we have it right, because if we don't have it right, we're going to miss all these other feasts, because it's the Passover that determines, the true Passover determines all these feasts. Yeah, these feasts, they really don't affect them, none, but you have to have it right, otherwise you're going to miss the true Yom Kippur, which happened October the 15th, 2021. If we would have missed that, we'd be like everybody else. We wouldn't know where we are in time. That's these feasts in the Bible that the children of Israel had for 1,500 years. They're very close to the heart of God, because they tell you where we are in time. There was for 1,500 years, they had to do the Passover. They didn't even really know what it means. But it means on that specific day, 1,500 years, from the time they left Egypt, that there will come a real Passover. It'll be the Jesus Christ hanging on the cross of Calvary. That's what that thing represented when they were told to have the Passover.
Right.
All these feasts, these seven feasts, they're very important. Like at the turn of the century, in the 1900s, they're the Feast of the Trumpets. When God was calling the children of Israel, let's go back to the homeland and start building up the country for the coming of the Lord. That's happened in the 1900s. The Feast of the Trumpets, and then the people that heard them, there's a lot of Jews that heard them, and they went back to Israel, to the homeland, and they started preparing it for the coming of the Lord. And the people that didn't hear, that didn't listen, that rejected it, they went through the Holocaust. 6 million Jews got killed because they rejected the Word of God. And here's the same thing today. People that reject what we're saying, all it's going to be to their demise. And we really don't. It's really not our brawn, our burden, you know. And we finally matured. We just put it out there, and apostasy is everywhere. Because with apostasy, they're not telling people the truth. It's what makes it so deceptive. See, you and I, we're telling people the old cons of God, and people don't want it. And then what happens when you don't tell people the truth, then it evolves into deception. That's what I found out during the weekend. Jesus said, beware lest any man deceive you. You go listen to these churches, these preachers, they're very influential, and they tell you, even if it's, they tell you 100% the truth. That's why it's so hard for you and I to tell people that it's nothing but tables and vomit. These people are the agents of Satan. Like when I go back in the 1520s when Martin Luther came on the scene, and then along comes Andrea Reyes, the Prize, and Jakob Wouter, and all these. They're agents of Satan because they're not telling people the real thing that happened in the 1520s. That Martin Luther came, he was that church's messenger, he was the voice of that angel, and he came and told the people to just live by faith. And then along come these tugs, these agents of Satan. Satan, he's like we keep saying it over and over again, he's in there and he's not telling people the truth. He's telling them something else. But see, if they would have done their duty, all they would have had to do, all these agents of Satan, all they would have had to do, tell the people to continue on with Martin Luther, because he was the voice of that angel. And they did all they would have had to do up until John Wesley, just tell them to just shall live by faith. But see what the devil does, he sends in these very religious people. Like Andreas Antipas, a very religious zealot. That's the devil for you. And he just keeps repeating it to this day. Then we come out and we say things, what we're saying, that it's what they don't see that makes it so deceptive, if you know what I'm trying to say. That's what I've seen on the weekend here. It's we talk very plain. We put things out there that, they're very hard to digest. Even like Jesus, when he was here, he said some things that send them back. And he says, if you don't eat your father, your mother, your wife, your children, you have no part in me. He said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part in me. And then many left, and even Peter at one time was thinking about it. And Jesus said, asked, are you going to go too, Peter? Well, where are we going to go? You got words of eternal life. And so he stuck it out, and then at the end of the day, he found what he was looking for. That's what we did. We persevered to the end, and now we found that message. We found the truth for our day, and we're just putting it out there. Take it or leave it. It's just that simple. We hear about the wars. We see the famine in the land. There's questions in the children. Trouble in the east again. The world is shaking with no safe place to stand, and the mournful sounds are heard throughout the land. But I keep listening for a different sound, the sound of the city that jumps are coming down, the sound of the bride being united with the groom. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening.
Oh, I keep listening for a different sound.
I remember the preacher saying that it shall come to pass. There'll come a generation that will be the last. I can't believe I'm standing here to see the end of time. And the preacher's voice still echoes in my mind. But I keep listening for a different sound. The sound of the city that jumps up.
Coming down.
The sound of the bride being united with the groom. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. for a different sun. I remember the preacher saying, son, it shall come to pass. There'll come a generation that will be the last. I can't believe I'm standing here to see the end of time. And the preacher's voice still echoes in my mind. But I keep listening for a different sound. The sound of the city that jumps up
coming down.
The sound of the bride being united with the groom. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening for a different sound. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory. That's the beauty of it. We're marching on with it. I've got to read some in Matthew 24. Start in verse 3. As he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, his disciples came to him privately and said, tell us, when will these things happen? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? Jesus answered them, watch out that no one misleads you. For many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ, and they will mislead many. It's all about misleading people. It's all about deceiving. Here in the other translation it says, and as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? He asked them three questions here. And Jesus answered and said unto them, and the first thing he said, sometimes, I thought you'd never ask, you know. He was loaded with information, and the first thing he said, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. See it. The whole focus point of you and I is to warn people about deception. The whole world is charged up with deception. Mm-hmm. It's like sometimes you get up in the morning and there's fog, like a mist. You can't hardly see where you're going. And that's the way the whole world is encased in this massive weaponry of deception. And where do you think who's going to do the deceiving? It's what Jesus said. The deception will be of such a magnitude that it would deceive the very elect. He wants to deceive the Christians. Where are the Christians at? Where are they? Right at these churches. And who's the head of these churches? It's these people at the pulpit. We keep saying it over and over again. And then, hey, the old man, that guy is crazy. He's blaspheming. He's talking about these holy people in the pulpit. They're preaching the word. Like I keep saying, it could be 100% true. It's what they don't say that makes it so deadly and so deceptive. They will not tell you that God sent the prophet. I go on the YouTube, I check it out. We're not just here and beating our gums together and saying something that's not real. It's just our makeup We will not tolerate something that's not 100% accurate. That's just the way we are. That's just the way we are. That's our makeup. And we have to go to the scriptures, go to it with the microscope. And I keep saying, I keep saying it over and over again. It's nothing but tables of vomit. What makes it tables of vomit? Because it's apostasy. And that word apostasy, it's not telling people the truth. Like I say, they could have 100% the truth, like John Hagee. Of course they preach from the Bible. Of course they're Billy Graham and all them, they will preach the truth. Of course the devil preaches the truth too. When he came to Jesus, he was coming with the word of God, with truth. But it's what they don't tell you that's what's so deadly. They don't tell you what Jesus said before he went to Calvary. This is going to be eternal life that they believe on them, I will say. So anything outside of these seven ages, don't even go there, don't even listen, because it's mixed with apostasy, because at the end of the day, it's just going to lead you out to hell and that. That's what we mean when we say their tables of vomit, it's not fit for a dog to eat, because it's apostasy. They're not telling you the truth, that they leave out the kernel, they leave out the germ. They leave out the most important thing is when Jesus said, this is going to be eternal life, that they believe on them whom I will send, and that's why you and I, our stuff is so effective, because it will tell people the things that the world will not tell them, that Jesus said before he went to Calvary, this is going to be eternal life, that they believe on them whom I will send, and we keep saying it over and over, he sent those angels. To keep people in line, you keep that channel open. If you're into that channel where you can accept what God said, what Jesus said before he went to Calvary, this is going to be eternal life. And you can go back into Revelation, the first chapter. What did he send? He sent these seven stars in his right hand. And we were discussing it last week. Like it's the right hand of God. You know there's power and there's authority in the right hand of God. And he said he had these angels, and his right hand means power and authority throughout the grace age. He's going to send these seven angels, and they'll link up with the vocal cords of the Apostle Paul and all these church age messages that we keep talking about. And here in the church age of Laodicea, he sent Brother Branham, and then he was that voice of that days, but then the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when it shall begin to sound, the mystery of God shall be finished. We're telling people the full counsel of God. Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, this morning, give you thanks for this another day of life, for the many things you do for us, Lord. Most important, Lord, that you give us the truth for the day, Lord. You've allowed us to say the whole counsel of God and to put it out there, Lord, what people do with it. That's going to be their business because you give mankind the freedom of choice. We had to make our choices one day. We decided we don't want none of this apostasy. We don't want of these lies. We don't want these religiologies. We want no part of it. We just want to follow you. And we asked and we prayed, Lord, that you'll guide us, that we'll be so soft before that you'll be able to guide us with that of your eyes. And Lord, to this day, Lord, we have only one desire and only one passion. Lord, use us for your honor and for your glory. Help us to see things through the eyes of reality so we don't end up in apostasy, Lord. We just pray you'll take what you're going to say and use it everything for your honor and for your glory. Lord, I pray you'll open the hearts of the people. Because the God of this world has blinded them. They cannot see the glorious light of the gospel. They can't see the truth for the even if it's right before their very face, Lord. Pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Yeah, all week I thought I might, because we speak so plain, I thought I might have to go back and apologize for saying what you're saying, that these things, these preachers are tables of vomit, and that community style living is of the devil. These people, these holy people back in the 1500s, they're not but agents of Satan, and I thought, well, I left. Maybe I was a bit too strong, but I during the week the Lord is dealing with me, Sam, it's what they don't say. Mm-hmm. They don't give you the full counsel of God. It's what they refrain from telling you that God sent the prophet. And here, that's what happened back in the days of Martin Luther,
These Andreas Enterprise, these holy people, these pious people, these Jacobuters, they refuse to tell you about it just to live by faith. I went through there. I went through it with a fine-tooth comb. I went through with the scriptures. I went right through that whole thing, and I could find not one thing where they would promote just to live by faith, Martin Luther, Jacob Hutter, and them people. They all, because they were agents of Satan. And what the devil does, I just seen it on the weekend, and it shocked me. How come I didn't see that before? It's what they don't tell you. That's why we, you and I, we have such a hard time to tell people that Billy Graham was not of God, and all these people, because it's what they don't tell you. Not one word did Billy Graham ever say that God sent the prophet. You see, they keep the most important thing back to themselves because they're agents of Satan. They're deceivers. And they don't even know themselves that they're agents of Satan. But we just hear these closing, we're coming along and we're taking the rapture off the whole thing. And I keep saying it over, it's what they don't see. It's what I listen for 40 years. I listen to these Hutterite sermons being preached every day and twice on Sunday. And not one word, when I look back and I analyzed everything, not one word about that God sending a prophet. In fact, if you as much as even talk about it, you're going to be terminated. It's just that simple. And see, you and I, we're bringing out the full counsel of God. That's why it's not so readily accepted. It's hard for people to fathom and to realize that what we're saying is here 100% true. Because we're giving you the full counsel of God. It was just like it was back coming to the wilderness journey. They had these people that could speak 10 times better than Moses ever taught to speak. And then when God came on the scene and the earth swallowed them up, the next day they said, you killed the Lord's people. Because they were so religious and so pious. But it's what they didn't tell them. They didn't tell the people that God called Moses to bring us out of Egypt and to take us to the promised land. That's not what Korah, Dathan, and Abiram told the people. They told them the opposite. They told them there, the whole community is holy. See, it's what they don't tell. That's so deadly. And see, you and I, we're telling people the full counsel of God. We're telling them exactly what these people, they omit to them, to tell them. See, like I list some of these Hutterite preachers, and man, they can, some of them, they can really preach. I listened to that Lawrence from Windy Bay, a preacher, and he did my sister's funeral. I listed here on the internet, and oh man, I've got that preacher. I even sent him a letter thanking him that he had such a tremendous gift of preaching, a tremendous salvation message. Anybody that would heard him, he has no excuse. But then when I took it back to analyze everything, he omitted the most important thing. He didn't tell them about God sending a prophet. See, that's what makes it so deadly. And that's why it makes it, for people that listen, it's like me. Man, I was amazed at how that man could preach. And he knows about God sending a prophet because they get some people down in Windy Bay that know all about baptism in Jesus' name. But he never mentioned, even afterwards, he does not mention the most important germ. It's the germ. What's the point in going seeding if your seed that you have has no germ in it? It can't grow nothing. You're just putting it into the ground and it doesn't multiply. It doesn't do nothing. Here's the same thing. These people, they can preach. Oh, man, can they bring tears to your eyes the way they can preach. But they leave the germ out. That's what makes it so deceptive. And that's it's so hard for you and I to come through and tell people that they're nothing but agents of Satan. They're not telling the people the full counsel of God. They're not telling people the truth. And here we're stuck with having this tremendous responsibility laid on our doorstep that we are responsible to tell people the full counsel of God. Mm-hmm. That's what we're doing, and doing it gladly.
That's right, because when you will go back to John the Baptist, when the angel came to Zechariah, angel Gabriel came, and he told him that he's going to have a son, and he goes over it here in Luke 1. I'll just read a little bit. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth, For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. See, you're entering here a different phase. It's the kingdom of heaven. That's what John the Baptist preached. And you can see on John the Baptist, he had an anointing. On him rested the spirit of Elijah. Mm-hmm. And that anointing followed John the Baptist, and his role was to turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children. He took all those old ideas, and then what these religious people had, and turned them to the faith of children. Of those children that were, like, let's say, those apostles.
Children that believed in John the Baptist.
That's right. But
these old zealots, these old scorpions, they came down to check them out, and they came to question them, and then afterward, a lot of them, they believed in John the Baptist, mm-hmm. because, you see, the young people, the children, they were all excited about what John the Baptist thought, to the point where it moved on these old diehards, old Pharisees, that they came down and they inquired of him, and a lot of them got baptized too. Mm-hmm. They, see, that's what I mean. He's led these old, the hearts of the father to the children. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean. And then go on.
That's here. Right. And see, you can see that here is the spirit of Elijah resting on the ministry of brother of John the Baptist here.
Mm-hmm.
To forerun the Lord Jesus' first coming, mm-hmm. the first advent of the Lord Jesus Christ. That angel Gabriel announced it to Zechariah in the temple, what is going to be required of John the Baptist. And that's what he did. That's why when you went into the wilderness, you didn't see anything fancy, no silk linen and stuff like that, or a reed shaking in the wind. He told people the truth. And then he called these old, these religious leaders, he called them vipers. He called them, who told you of the rat to come? He was very strong against them. And Jesus said, what did you expect to go out see in the wilderness? A reed shaking in the wind? There was something going on within the environment now. God was shifting gears, and that's why John the Baptist came to prepare that way of the Lord Jesus Christ. And here in the end time, the same thing happened. That spirit of Elijah, just like it says here that John the Baptist will not drink strong drink or wine. The same thing happened to Brother Branham. He was told not to drink any alcohol and not to defile his body, not to with women and all these other things. And that's why when you will go to Malachi 4, it brings it together. Behold, Malachi 4:5, behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children. See here, that is the ministry, that was John the Baptist. He turned the hearts of the fathers to the children.
Mm-hmm.
And then here is the next part of that fulfillment of that Elijah prophecy. And the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. So that's before the first advent of Christ. God is going to send that spirit of Elijah And before the second advent of the Lord Jesus Christ, he's going to send the spirit of Elijah. And that spirit of Elijah, it will turn the hearts of the children here in our day and hour back to the faith of the early church. That's why it goes here now. And he will turn the hearts of the children to the fathers. Mm-hmm. Before it was the fathers to the children. And here in the end time, he turned our hearts back to the faith of our fathers, back to the faith of the early church. And that ministry was not just anybody. Mm-hmm. It was a vessel that God had here in the end time, and that was only on the ministry of Brother Branham that God used to do that. And like I talked to Lance LaRue at one time, like he was, and one time he followed the Brother Branham. He was in the Branhamite movement, and all of a sudden he had his brain wave and he went against Brother Branham. And I spoke to him. I said, what made you decide that? Like, I know what I felt when I got the books of Brother Branham, the Church Age and the Seven Seals, and then came to the ministry of Brother Jackson. And he said, well, he's heard people say that about Joseph Smith. And I said, well, Joseph Smith believes in polygamy. That's not according to the Bible. Those things do not line up with the Bible. But the things that Brother Branham taught, those are lined up with the Bible, and on him rested that Elijah anointing to turn our hearts back to the faith of the early church. And that's exactly what he did. And that's why anybody who does not bring that with him will lead you out into apostasy, because it's not telling you the truth. And that's why you were saying that, this week, you were wondering if you were too harsh when you said those sermons that the Hutterites preach were written by the devil. They were inspired by the devil. It's because what you're saying is that it's what people are not telling you. If they're not telling you what God has done in this hour and what God has done back where God was at the Martin Luther era, that just shall live by faith, if they do not put emphasis on what God did back in the 1520, that God had Martin Luther and dealt with Rome and Catholicism and dealt with a deadly wound because of what they were doing with their paganism. They were totally distorting Christianity with their paganism. And that's why that ministry of Brother Branham is so important, because he took all the truths that God had restored, God restored through Calvin and Knox, Martin Luther, John Wesley, and the truths that God slowly from the 1500s to 1900s was restoring. Brother Branham took those truths in order to turn our hearts back to the faith of the early church, to turn our hearts, the hearts of the children, those are we, this generation were children in faith because of what had been lost and taken from us to Roman Catholicism, to their paganism. All the paganism that you see in our society now with those holidays, Christmas, New Year, Easter, those are all pagan worshiping holidays that people don't realize they're worshiping. And that's what Brother Branham, the ministry of that Elijah spirit is set to do, is turn our hearts back to what the early church had. They did not have no Easter. They did not have no Christmas. That was all brought in by Roman Catholicism through paganism. They merged pagan worshiping gods into Christianity, and people were so asleep and so deceived that they fell right into it. And that's why we're saying these things. Sometimes they seem a little harsh, but John the Baptist said the same things. You vipers. Jesus said, He'll give you power to tread on serpents and on scorpions and power over the enemy. Those are the things that give you the power over the enemy, is the truth. What God has done in this day and age, what he's restored, that gives you that power to do that, tread on those serpents.
That's why we keep saying it's what they don't tell you. That makes it so deadly. Like I say, you could go out and you can buy some seed, but if the germ is gone, you're all in pain. And that's what these preachers out there, they're leaving out the most important thing. The fact that God sent these prophets that he had, these angels that he held in his right hand, if they leave that out throughout the great age, believe you me, Satan will take it, and he will lead the people into apostasy back in the days of Paul. There were a lot of deceivers back there too, because when Jesus was there, what's going to be the sign of the end? And then it was really, they were asking three questions. What's going to be the sign when the temple is going to be destroyed? And then back in the days of Paul, they came out by the dozen, dime a dozen. And even at one time, they forged his signature as if to pretend that the things that they were writing was from the Apostle Paul. Paul warned them about, if they come to you with my signature, don't even believe them, because they're nothing but agents of Satan. And I tell you, they spoke a lot more and a lot more charisma than Paul had, because Paul himself said, I'm not that good with speaking. And he made excuses time and time again, even like Moses. He wasn't that fluent in speech, but he'd say that find these people that got a lot of charisma, like John Hagee. Oh, man, can that guy ever preach? But it's what they don't preach
that makes
it so deadly. They all know that God sent Brother Branham, Jimmy Swaggart. They know all about him. They know Oral Roberts. They know all about Brother Branham. And John Billy Graham, they know all about Brother Branham, but they won't tell it to the people. That's why I say they leave out the most important point, the most important juror, especially here in his end time and in the days of confusion, where everything is so confused and mixed up that you can't even find your way. But see, you and I, we tell people the truth. We tell them the full counsel of God. That's why we keep going over and over again. These Hutterite preachers, they're not of God. That Hutterite community style living, it's not of God, because it's not promoted by these seven stars that Jesus held in his right hand. Not one of them would come out and tell you and promote this community style living, because they already know what the devil will do. He'll take anything that's not from these seven angels. He'll take it, and he's going to somehow come and rise up these false teachers, tremendous anointing, seducing spirits and doctrines of the devil, and he'll come in and he'll put up something that looks like a lot more holier than these than Brother Branham. Brother Branham couldn't even speak proper English. They faulted him for that. But see, he had the spirit of the living God. He had a job to do, and the same thing with you and I. We have a job to do, and we tell people the full counsel of God. That's why we can go in, because we were in that Hutterite system for 40 years of my life. Not one bleep, anything about God sending a prophet. See, what I keep saying, they omit the most important thing. They don't put in that germ in there. The people don't even know nothing. And when we tell them about God sending a prophet, they think we're crazy, because they have not been taught from these preachers. And I tell you, don't get me going on that, because what they do, they hold back the most important thing. And there's coming a time up the road, they weren't like that back in the days of Jeremiah. Jeremiah preachers hired out, and then those false teachers and those priests, they convinced the people that Jeremiah is not for real, and they brought in these phony priests and these phony false prophets, and to the point where Jeremiah could hardly barely exist. But there came a day, Jeremiah prophesied, there's coming a day when these people will wake up and they're going to see reality for what it is, because once they found out that they saw their temple burned down, they were taken into captivity, and they came to the point where they went and they dug out these bones from these preachers back in the days of Jeremiah, and they said they're not worth being buried. So they took their bones, took them out of the ground, and just spread them out in the field, because they were because they didn't do their duty. Mm-hmm. See, you and I, we're doing our duty, and it's going to come to pass. They'll do the same thing with these preachers and the pulpit. They keep people from the truth. That's why they're so dead against us. They forbid us and they get us on the out. But there's coming a day when the page will turn and they're going to take their bones and throw them out on the ground because they're not worth to be buried. That's it. And mm-hmm. that's what they do. That's why we say, his table's a vomit, it's not fit for a doctor, because they're deceiving the people. They're holding back the most important ingredient, and that's the fact that God sent a prophet here in the closing days of time, and they keep people from it. In fact, they even get penalized for even mm-hmm. believing us or even listening to us. So see, we tell people the full counsel of God, like, take it or leave it. I sound out a lot this week, and when the Lord began to deal with me, saying it's what they don't tell the people. That's mm-hmm. what makes it so deceptive. That's what makes it so poisonous. Mm-hmm. Because when you don't tell people the full counsel of God, you're holding back the most important ingredient, and that's why we have such a hard time talking to these otherwise. They can't, hard to convince about God sending him, because throughout the ages they have not been told that. Right back from the 1530s, when Jacob Hooter and all these guys came on the scene, leave out the most important ingredient, that Martin Luther was the voice of that angel, and he brought the just to live by faith. Not one word is mentioned from any of them. I went through their history. I read in their sermon. Not one word about Martin Luther or the fact that he was the name. He was sent from God. He was the voice of that angel to the three chiefs of Sardis. And here's the same thing. We can't convince people that Brother Branham was just the voice of that angel, even though they read it in the Bible. Behold, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, he was the voice of that mm-hmm. seventh star that Jesus held in his right hand. And here, the people don't tell about it. Mm-hmm. They keep it out. They keep it from the people. Even these preachers, like I tell you about the Lord, he had the best sermon that I ever had heard a Hutterite preacher preach. And then I went over to Anila. Did he tell him about God sending a prophet? He knows very well, because down there, those people, his own aunt knows about it. She's up at that Brenhamite movement. They all know that about God sending a prophet. And then that group that went back, those Hispanians or whatever, they went back and they all got baptized in Jesus' name. But then they had to re-baptize. He knows all about that. But what does he do? He keeps it from the people. And now they're going to have to go through that terrible time that they're going through down there now. Hopefully at the end of the day, they'll do what you and I had to do. We had to go back mm-hmm. to the scripture and mm-hmm. find out what the problem mm-hmm. is here. And we found out that God sent the prophet. And once we found that out, we were off to the races. Mm-hmm. There's no devil in hell could stop us, because we know we had the truth. And now right. here, these people are omitting it. They're not giving it to the people. And that's why they have all the problems mm-hmm. they have. Because that Hutterite says that it'll never teach you anything about the Lord mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. They keep it from you. That's and they're right. nothing but agents of Satan.
And I was thinking the other day, when it'll be all be said and done, and people will say to you, why didn't you not try to convince us and everything? But our whole life is like Noah when he was building the ark. The whole, his testimony was there right in front of them. Like he was building an ark. Something is coming. A flood is coming. And they probably would have thought too, as the flood waters went up and they started having to climb up to higher ground to get away from the water. They probably thought too, why didn't Noah try to convince us more that the flood is coming? But his whole testimony was right in front of them as he built an ark. That's the way it is with people. When that judgment will come, a lot of people, eyes will be open, mm-hmm. but it'll be too late, like it was in the flood. Like mm-hmm. Our whole life is a testimony. We had to forsake it all and become that stumbling block, that rock of offense that nobody wants. And that's the whole testimony of it. And we can only put it out there. We cannot try to force it on anybody.
Yeah, we can't convince people that what we're doing is right. But We just put it there, take it or leave it, and go take it to the, just like we did, we took it to the microscope of scripture. And that's what we come mm-hmm. out with. And we were wondering what's going on, what this about and all that. And all of a sudden the Lord brought us to the ministry, Brother Brennan. And like I said, then we knew, we found what we've been looking for. Mm-hmm. We found what God put out there. And the churches of America, the churches all mm-hmm. around, they rejected it. That's and right. now they're trying to hide it. And each one of them knew that back in the 60s, God sent the prophet mm-hmm. and they rejected him. And now they're going into apostasy. Mm-hmm. And we're just trying to hold on to the thing that has been firmly established because that's our job. That's the only job description we have. This is our makeup and we're telling you the full counsel of God. Everything else is nothing but apostasy. Mm-hmm. Nothing but tables of vomit. And so we tell people the truth.
That's right.
That's why what the things that we say, they're not very readily accepted. Mm-hmm. But I tell you one thing. You may not like what we say, but I tell you what, you're going to hear the truth. When we're done with you, you're going to know exactly what happened. Then it's up to you to decide, are you going to believe that too, or are you going to go out and apostasy with it?
That's
just
right.
That simple. Nothing we can do. We cannot convince nobody. We're just putting it out there, take it or leave it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, Lord, and we just want to make it abundantly clear, Lord, that you sent a prophet, Lord, and what you've done in this day and hour, that you send that spirit of Elijah to turn our hearts back to the faith of the fathers, back to the faith of the early church, and you use Brother Brenham to do that, Lord. The ministry of Brother Brenham, in it lies that message to turn us back to the faith of the early church. And whoever does not bring that with them is not telling people the whole counsel of God. It's not telling people the truth, Lord. And therefore, it's going into apostasy because they're not telling people the whole truth, Lord. So we just want to let people know that. They might hear some strong language and things like that. But in order sometimes to shock people into reality is to tell them these things so that they can wake up, Lord, and be able to handle the truth, Lord, because it's the truth that'll set them free and free from taking them out to hell and death, Lord. That's where this apostasy is leading people to. So we just want to let people know that, and we give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.